Well, they call Atlanta a city in a forest, but the green canopy is growing smaller. Construction claiming more and more of the space where trees once stood as Atlanta's population grows ever larger. It booms and booms and booms some more. What is that doing to the trees? Greg Levine is the co-executive director and chief program officer at Trees Atlanta, an organization that's dedicated to preserving Atlanta's trees. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Also with us is Jim Irwin, president of the development firm New City Properties. He's worked on projects including Atlanta's Beltline, Pont City Market, and he is a developer whom, Greg, you regard as one of the good guys working to preserve and enhance the tree canopy in the city. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Greg, first of all, where does that reputation come from? Atlanta is a city in a forest. Lots of cities have street trees. Where does this idea come from with regard to Atlanta?
Well, I guess it's two different ways. First of all, when you fly into the city, you're flying to the airport, you look at the city, it's surrounded by forest. Most cities, you don't see that as much. Mm-hmm. And if you get outside downtown in itself and midtown, you have the heaviest forest cover of almost any city in the East Coast. So those two ways, I think people just somehow adapted that name in the 70s, and it's stayed with us ever since. And really, we don't have, you know, architecture's not quite as much as you might have in Chicago. We don't have a river running through the city. We don't have mountains. So I think that's really the natural element that you affiliate Atlanta with.
Yeah. So I guess we're talking about two different kinds of trees then in that context. We're talking about the remnants of the, you know, once great Appalachian forest that went all around this area of the country that are on the outskirts of the city. And then within the city, you have urban forests, street trees, trees that have been planted in order to provide shade and beauty to the streetscape. How has Atlanta's incredible and ongoing development boom affected both types of trees?
Sure. I mean, I think if you're looking at Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, we are actually losing the majority of our, not majority, but 40% of our trees are actually being lost from single family residents. Hmm. But it's not putting in new single family residents. It's actually removing a smaller home with a larger home. So we're not gaining people. We're just gaining square footage per person and not having to see your loved one quite as much in a bigger house.
Wow, that is an incredible statistic. Let me just repeat that. So what you're talking about, 40% of the tree canopy loss in Atlanta lately has been the result of a house, a single family property on a lot somewhere. Yep. In the suburbs. They've got some nice tree in the backyard.
This is City of Atlanta specifically.
All right. So in the city of Atlanta. Yep. Okay. Tree in the backyard with a tire swing on it, you know, with a little house. And then somebody comes along and decides they want to buy that lot and knock down the old house and put up a much bigger McMansion. And in order to make space for it, they got to knock down the old tree. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. And if you imagine if a lot of these houses were built with maybe 30% impervious surfaces, you're allowed to do 55%, so you can almost double the size of your impervious surfaces. But not only that, when you do that, it's not just the area that you're constructing on. You know, you end up losing trees around that area as well. So it's not just the construction area, but roots go everywhere, so you lose a lot of trees, even if it's not where the building is going itself.
Right. I don't think we need to tell public radio listeners why trees are important, but tell us what we do about this issue. What's the City of Atlanta's recompense program?
So the recompense program basically requires a minimum of trees going back onto sites. It when a developer builds something, if they can't put enough trees back, they actually pay a fee into the recompense funds. Hmm. And the recompense funds are used for mostly replanting, some tree care, and also 5% of it can be used for education, and those funds get used throughout the entire city of Atlanta.
Okay. Our producer, Summer Evans, went to the Beltline in Atlanta, and she spoke with Jen Martin Hall about Atlanta's developmental impact on greenery, and here's what Jen had to say.
first and foremost, I think everyone wants a successful, secure, economically viable Atlanta. And just seeing the development over the last several years has been really exciting. But it's also that double-edged sword, because you do see a lot of the green space starting to go away a little bit in lieu of buildings and parking lots. And then for me and my family in particular, we really worry about the Chattahoochee River watershed and the impact that development's also having on that. And so I think there is a delicate balance to be struck. And if any city can accomplish that, I'm confident Atlanta can. It's just going to require a lot more concentrated leadership and making some difficult choices that hopefully, in more cases than not, would lean toward the environment.
So Jim Irwin, president of New City Properties, a development firm, you've worked on projects on the Beltline. What do you make of what Jennifer says there?
I think she's exactly right that we as a city find ourselves in a really critical moment when we are really seeing a massive amount of redensification of the urban core. Our city for so many years, as we all know, has been known for flight to the suburbs because of the lack of rivers, mountains, and all the things that Greg talked about. There's really been no natural boundaries to sort of create natural densification, but really for the first time in the history of our city, we're finding ourselves with an incredibly fast-growing population, particularly of millennials who are coming from other major gateway cities around the country, and what's happening is self-selective densification. And so that choice really is what's driving a lot of these seminally important issues that we heard about.
Now, as we said, Greg Levine with Trees Atlanta really praises your work, Jim, as a developer, and says that your developer is doing it right, preserving canopy as much as you can, and when you can't, adding new trees to make up for what you've had to take away. What advice, Jim, would you give to other developers for how to do that?
You know, I guess a couple things. Greg's praise is coveted by me, but what's really interesting, it's a little bit ironic, is that my focus really is on finding sites that are ripe for redevelopment. Mm-hmm. And that's I think one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about is, if you look at the projects I've done in the city, they're either they're essentially creating more density where current surface parking lots were, or going into buildings that are ready for rehabilitation and actually working within the constructs of the existing structures to create new purposes. And so a lot of that really ironically means that I'm not really touching the tree canopy as much as I'm adding back to it with new trees.
Right. So step one is build where building has already been done before instead of sprawling out further into the wilderness.
You got it. And then the other thing, and this is kind of a really simple thing if you think about it, but if you think about the development budget, you know, projects that I do are, you know, oftentimes in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The line item for landscaping and trees in that, you know, $100+ million budget is relatively small. Yeah. And so the cost of going from very, very small caliper trees, you know, 1-2 inch trees up to 8 or 9 inches, meaningful.
Big cross differential. And you got to build in money for that. I'm sorry, Greg, we got to leave it there. That's Jim Irwin with New City Properties, a developer working to preserve trees in Atlanta. We were also joined by Greg Levine, co-executive director and chief program officer for Trees Atlanta. It's on Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa.